Welcome. Welcome to Signals on 91.3. Well, the phone lines is blowing up. Let's see. Signals Marketplace will continue later. Well, that's next week. This morning we'll be looking at navigating financial landscape. So what do I mean by all of that? Naira and dollar, that's a problem. I have with me, so I have his profile, but he has cancelled everything. But this is what I'm going to do. He's a veteran financial analyst and investment banker, banking professional / venture capitalist. You are looking for my job because I had a full page. Anyway, I have with me Abraham Durosawo. Welcome to Signals this morning.
Thank you very much.
You see, after canceling. So we're looking at how do we navigate Nigeria's economy. Like, there's no money. And it's annoying. Annoying because people are hardworking. Look at the woman who's on maternity leave and she still wants to make a living, right? Mm. And where's the money going to? Where's our money? I think that's the question. That's my first question. And I will throw you because you can't see everything. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for joining this morning. Mm. I'm not here to answer where the money is.
Okay.
Because we are all in the same boat, you know, but I'm just here this morning to keep it real and to share a few thoughts that I believe can be useful. Mm. Where is the money? I think for me, fundamentally, the money is in the pocket of every human that you know or do not know, right? So for me, fundamentally, it's about creating solutions, coming up a product that can solve specific needs of people, which then translate into financial reward fundamentally.
Okay, so when the era where startups who have raised money, they spent the money. You just keep hearing, we raised seed capital, everybody's happy. Other business owners who do not even know what's going on are like, God, when? And then 2 to 3 years down the line, the money has disappeared. I'm intentionally sounding like this because we hear the news every now and then that monies have gone.
Hmm.
What's going on?
Well, I would say first off that I have done all sort of businesses all over my lifetime as well.
Okay.
A lot failed, one or two succeeded, right? So we need to recognize the fundamental challenge of the macroeconomic space where we operate. You know, if you look at the dollar, for example, I put up a statistic recently, sometimes in the 80s, one naira was 1.5 USD.
Mm-hmm.
But today, 1 million naira is less than $1,000.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the destruction that has happened to the naira. So if you look at that alone, so when you look at businesses who import, they have literally been wiped out, you know. So it's been a very tough operating environment for everyone that we just need to keep finding a way to survive.
When would it be better?
When will it be better? I read a report recently by one of the foremost economists in Nigeria who was saying that at least for the next 6 months to 1 year, the environment will remain tough, but looking at the policies of the current government, in the next 1 year we should begin to see clarity. And you can see from all the appointments that we are seeing recently, this week the Senate screened the new central bank governors and directors. Yesterday they were assigned their portfolios, so we expect that going forward we'll start to have clarity around where the
now, if we look at all of the appointments, let me be nice and say that would it amount to anything? Because it's one thing to give appointments. Are the people capable? Because we already have a rot where the last CBN governor has done a lot. Mm. How do we recover from that?
Okay, how do we recover? The first thing we need to realize, and from, I think, one of the foremost financial professionals, the Emir, had mentioned in one of his videos that
yes. Sanusi.
Anybody that tells you that things are going to be nice in the short term is fooling us, right? So things are going to stay a bit tough for now. But in terms of the competence of the people that have been appointed, if you read their CVs, you know that there are men and women who have done exceptionally well in their various areas of professional practice. If you look at their resume, most of them have upward of 25 years of experience. So we are very hopeful that things will turn around as we proceed into the next year.
So it's going to be tough for a while.
Yeah.
How do we navigate it for business owners? So let me give you this scenario. People are saying they should increase salaries. The business owner is like, there is no job. How do we manage? And we're already owing. You're owing. Debtors are already calling. Give us our money. And I'm like, but I'm not like that before. Now, what's going on? And it can be very depressing for people who have bills to pay back to back. How then do we navigate these waters? What do we need to increase? Do we expand? For some businesses, do they need to expand, or should they just shut down?
Well,
it's tiring. That's why.
It is tiring. And those comments are very valid. I think, speaking from my own personal life, right, one of the things I do all the time is to face the brutal facts.
Okay.
I learned that from a book by, I think the guy that wrote Good to Great, you know, who mentioned in one of his books that you need to sit down and look at what are the brutal facts that are confronting you and confronting your business. Your products, if you look at your product line, and this is where data becomes very useful. Over the last 1, 2, 3 years, what are the products that are the most selling? What are the products that are not selling?
But your products are selling, but are not selling at the moment, sir.
Yes, so, and that is why looking at that trend over a long time might be helpful to, so that, because at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, people are still buying.
Yes, they are.
And selling every day, you know. I took a taxi to be here today, so somebody has earned something from me.
True.
Right, so you need to sit down and look at what you're selling. Over the last 6 months, over the last 1 year, and you also need to understand that because people don't have a lot of money to throw around the world. You know, I went around the Lagos Island yesterday night, and everywhere was empty for a Friday night. You know, so it tells you that everybody's feeling the heat, right? So we all need to look at the businesses you are doing again to say what is selling, what is not selling, what is working and what is not working, and do what is working and do it better.
Okay.
And what is not working, maybe it's time for you to shut down. And then secondly, you might want to look at what are the new products and services you can
offer,
you know. And one of the things I do is, you know, whenever I want to go into a new line of business, I'll list up to 100 people and I'll pick up the phone and call all of them. Do you want this product? Do you want the service? You know, if you want it, how frequently? How much are you willing to pay and all of that? So by the time you then launch the product or service, you know you are getting to the market that needs what you're offering.
For the people that are in debt, what do we tell them? Because people are in debt. And it's you financial gurus that say good debts, there are good debts, there are bad debts. Now everything is bad debts.
Well, for the people in debt, frankly, it's a time to...
Is it advisable to borrow money to pay debt?
Well, it's a time to approach the people that you are owing to say, frankly, and you need... And it's not a shameful... it's not a shameful exercise. You will see Ghana... Yeah, some of you that have been following the Ghana story for the last 2 years, I've been more or less frustrating for everybody to say, see guys, Ghana is not going anywhere. We don't have money, but somehow they've defaulted serially on even their promises, you know. So if a country can be facing that, don't feel too bad as an individual, as a business owner.
But I'm going to go and meet you, Abraham. I'm owing you money. Somebody that will come and carry your TV. I'll come and carry it. Because it's looking like that.
Well, I think when you have a situation like this, that is where communication becomes very important.
But you're communicating 24/7.
Yes. So because one of the things that annoys people that owing money is where you disappear without saying anything.
But you're even saying, but it's looking as if, and then God help
you. Yes. So another thing I would say is, you know, the little commitment. If you are owing 100 naira, if you have 5 naira today, let them know that you are making an effort. If you notice, some of the banks actually give interest holiday for businesses to recover because they also understand the terrain.
How then can we balance before we go into the startups? Because I'm really coming to the startups, because right. those of you to make people feel like they are not working, they are not doing anything. Now, for regular business owners, do we need to start to look into our books? What are we? Because I know a lot of people have cut down, but for some people are cutting down, some people are increasing. How do we navigate that balance?
Okay, so looking into your books, and well, if you haven't done that before, and that is where accounting is very, very important.
Those accounting people, they have not come out.
A lot of businesses do accounts, just, you know, help us just repair it for the sake of tax and blah, you know. But beyond that, the essence of accounting preparation is to give you insight. It's just like you're driving a car. How do you know if you're moving too fast? How do you know if you're moving too slow?
Your brake pad will tell you. Your gearbox will tell you.
So those are all the information that the dashboard shows you. And that is the importance of having financial statements. And I want to encourage you. It doesn't have to cost you a lot. You may have cousins, friends, siblings who are accountants. And you can just sit them down to say, please help me look at these numbers. What is it telling me? So let me give a practical example. If you're spending too much on repairs of a particular vehicle, you will not know that it is adding up until you start to look at the figures. So you now then ask yourself, should you lease? Should you
rent
sell
it out?
Should you go, you know? So all of that begins to give you ideas on what you need to do better. And that is where accounting becomes very important.
As a country, where are we going? Are we making more money or are we making losses?
Okay. I am very hopeful about Nigeria. As of today, I am not leaving this country.
You always say you are not going to leave.
No,
why? Because people are living in droves.
Yes, because I see a better future. And you know, tomorrow is October.
I don't know
first.
What you are saying. Oh, yeah, tomorrow is
October 1st. I'm very
64.
Yeah,
is this 63? Okay.
So I'm very excited, you know.
And what's exciting? Like, let me sound like, cannot do what's exciting.
The first, you know, for me, the first thing I'm grateful for is that, you know, I'm alive, right? So, irrespective of the challenges, I'm on my feet. I made my way here today, so I'm always very grateful for life, right? And then two, the reality remains that if you look at the leadership of Nigeria as at the beginning of this year, and you look at where we are today, you will see that we are making progress, even though it's very tough, you know. But these tough decisions has always been necessary for many years, and they were not made. So unfortunately, we are through what we are going through now because of the tough decisions that have been delayed before now. But I'm hopeful that as we go into the future, things will get better. And let me also say categorically, every country you have been through went through this phase, right? So it's Nigeria's own incubation season. And I believe that we're going to get over it.
Incubation.
Then thirdly, whatever we're going through in Nigeria, talk to your friends in the UK. Everybody is going through one hit or the other.
See, Google, I used to buy 1 terabyte to put my stuff in cloud. Yes. It used to be Google 1 terabyte with 1,990. I got
an email.
Yes, 1,870. I'm like,
cancel the subscription.
I almost did, right? And I'm like, for 190... From 1,999 naira,
yes,
that's 1,990 to 4,870. Ikora nobody, because it means that at the end of the month, 5k.
Yes, so but let me tell you why you got that too. A practical example is energy prices worldwide is causing everybody headache. So you will not be surprised that even Google itself is raising prices. So that's an advice for business owners. You may need to raise prices as well.
We have raised
prices. I know that, yes, you know, but you need to raise a lot of thinking that will go into
yes,
raising, a lot of thinking. It's not that, it's not a direct decision that you take. But look at, and whether you like it or not, all of the people that we buy their products or services, they will send you email and tell you in next 1 month, this thing is going up. And sometimes you have to keep those services. For example, internet.
Yes, you have.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
You know, so you may need to think about the kind of product or service you offer and maybe consider raising prices.
Now, let me speak to the venture capitalist that you are. For a lot of startups who are raising funds, what has been that space like, funding? Because people are giving out money and in 2 to 3 years, the money has worked well.
Well, I think I've been involved in the venture capital space for a while, and for me, in the investment making process, I'm always very brutal with a lot of the startups, and it's not always a fun experience. And for me, I know that fundamentally, I've done a lot of businesses. I grew up in an entrepreneurial home, so I know that any business that cannot deliver service in exchange for people paying may not last for too long.
Okay.
Right. So, one of the challenges, there's a popular story in the news right now about
the genomics
money that has gone. And if you look at their business model, one of the components of their business model is COVID testing.
Yes, they did COVID. COVID has gone.
I traveled recently and nobody even asked. All the countries that have had all the restrictions, nobody even bothered to ask if you had a COVID certificate. So that business is dead,
Kai.
More or less. So any business that is hooked to COVID testing alone.
Because nobody prays for a disaster. Yes. They made money off the disaster.
Yes. Yeah. So there are those opportunistic moments where there are business opportunities. But you also need to consistently look at the lifetime of the business opportunity you're pursuing to know, is this industry dying? Is this business dying? So that you can quickly re-strategize and find new product and service lines.
What are the categories of business that you would see and say you want to invest in?
Well, I think while I was coming to the studio, I was talking to you about I want to eat amala this morning.
That's food, ma.
So food will sell. You know.
Okay.
So for me, I like to, and I did this exercise about 6 years ago when I was trying to go into a particular line of business.
Okay.
Myself and a few friends, we sat down for about 2 days, took a whiteboard and marker, and we examined the human being and listed everything they will
need
from toothpaste to beddings to gas to cooker to fridge, everything in the house, everything in their lives. And then we look at what are the two or three that are most crucial that they cannot do without. So if you are going into a business, find a business that people cannot do without. So if you look at mobility now, people will leave their house. So
yes, transport
will sell. Food will sell. People will wear clothes. It will sell. So for me,
Internet,
yes. So I'm a fan of phones, accessories. So I'm a fan of basics, because so long as people are alive and breathe,
they would use those basics.
They will use those things.
So no new idea can come and say, okay, beyond the basics, right? No new. What other ideas would you think is funding worthy? Because people come up with, and you know, you've been in that space, and people come up with those kind of English in my it's not nice, right?
Okay,
but and they say that it's good, and this, and because we're also in the tech space,
yes,
and things are coming up,
right? Okay, so for me, what I do, no matter what,
I know you're a realist,
and I must confess to you, I've also been tech, you know, I studied physics and did computing in the many years ago, right? So, but I'm a realist, and in two sides. Number one, from the business idea, I have pitch decks that I have done. I have archives of at least 5 brilliant ideas if I talk about it. But I know that it will not
fly.
It will not fly.
Why?
One of them is that the cabal that will make sure that idea does not fly are stronger than me as of today. And you know, life is all about allocating your resources. So I know that I cannot win that battle. I kept that idea aside. So you need to be beyond just getting to fundraising. You need to face the reality of the business to say, will this thing work? And you know, so I kept it aside. I have another idea that I did for the real estate industry to make it easy for you to process papers, blah, 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 to even sell property on auction, blah, blah, blah. But I discovered that one of the biggest problems we have now in Nigeria is transfer of ownership. And that will not make the idea work. And I pass it aside. I have just one lifetime. You know. So I think that's where the problem starts from. Look at your idea critically. Will it work? What are the forces that are fashioned against it? If you cannot win. So for me, that's number one. And then two, remember from a financing point of view, there is no free money. Everybody, I understand that, you know, we have a lot of foreign money that comes in.
Yes, and it makes sense.
But see, you will see that all of them has dried up in the last 1 year now, because yeah. the reality of the economy has touched everybody globally, right? And one of the disadvantage of the problems we've been seeing in the space, especially for startups that are going bust, it means less and less investors will want to do.
Yes, that's
and the... unfortunately, that will impact all of us that have brilliant ideas that are looking to raise money.
Now, why do you think that, and let's even talk about that, investors would fund and the business idea would die? Now, there's nothing wrong with the business idea. There's nothing wrong with the idea, but it's the people that's the problem. So is it that we you know, there's this proverb that says that the first one a child sees, we use it to eat So is that what's happening?
Yes. So I think, number one, if you looked at that example we discussed earlier, you see that there's a problem with the business model itself.
It is
focused on an idea that has a shelf life.
But some don't have a shelf life.
Yes. So I just want to deal with that first.
Okay.
The second challenge we have, like you mentioned, is people. Investors, really, because it's whatever you are saying is whatever you are saying. People really put money behind the people. Investors are really betting on you, right? So, and that is where the issue of getting the people strategy right becomes very important.
People strategy.
And for me, I always tell people, whether you are tech, whatever age
that you are in,
internet never forgets.
No, it doesn't.
So be very careful when you are building.
They will just Google your name.
Yes, once they Google your name and they see that, you know, you've chopped some people's money in the past,
they won't.
It's you know, especially in this digital age, right? So I'm very careful with capital raising. I've almost all the ideas I've had in my life, 98% of them, I didn't raise money. I use my own pocket money to drive it, to see if it will work. Once it starts working, I like to bring in investors when I see that this thing will work. Right, so that people think, and then that connects to corporate governance, right? So I know a lot of startups have and all of that, but it goes beyond idea and money to sustain an idea and a business. You need a structure around you to make sure that if you even as an individual have a tendency to misbehave,
you have accountable people.
Accountable to people. So for me, any business idea I have, even before the idea comes to life, I start to think about
who are the
board
people?
Of directors I'm going to appoint, who can call me to order, one, and then two, can check whether the idea and the business is going in the right direction, and then three, who can help you along the way. You know, the people have access to networks, have access to funding, and they can put in a word or two for you. Right, so I think, and then also, this culture of everybody wants to blow needs to die.
why do you say that?
Because, you know, there's always this tendency of, like you said, first money you made
is akara.
You used to eat
because you want to, you know. See, and I can't blame the first money you see you want to is akara, because we're in a culture where you have labored for the idea. Your parents, your family, your uncle have told you that. Would you amount to anything? You already have that's the truth. You already have cultural pressures that Oshodi, don't go there. But you know, by the time people are looking at you, go and look for a job, you're like, no, this is the idea. And then the first time the investor now believing you, God, though, you want to show them that it is worth it. And you can't blame them because we're already carrying pressures.
Yes.
Right? So how then do we and it's a reality for a lot of us, yeah, because so you know, I think we call you, what are you doing with your life? That yes. alone is so, pleasure.
So I think in this part of the world, honestly, we need to calm down. Because, and for me, and
you're not saying you out of the house.
It's very practical. I always tell my father and mother, if I die now, this thing you're asking me, you'll find it somewhere else. So you need to understand that as much as yes, you need to demonstrate that you're making progress, you know. But the first accountability you have first is to yourself, right? So, you know, and this pressure, goes around.
It's everywhere.
From financing to marriage, you know, kind of.
Go ahead, you have a good spouse, though.
Yes, you know. So I think we need to, because that pressure pushes people into do all kind of things, and you know, decisions have consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to, and for me, it's a reality question that I always ask myself, that, you know, if anything happened to me now, will this pressure die a natural death or not?
It will die
so
a natural death.
Based on that, I try as much, you know, so for me, the counsel is we need to slow down, with the sort of pressure we let get to us. That pressure will never stop.
It's a bad pressure.
That pressure will never stop. You know, you're in Lagos, you're seeing what your friends are doing, what they're driving,
how they're expanding.
You know,
and then you're like, God, when is he my own? And then you now have the internet, you have Instagram, yes, you have Facebook.
Thank you.
Everybody's becoming coaches. Everybody has like God.
Yes. So and I think that's a valid thing that we also, which is also very, which we consider a lot in finance, because we see the things that happen behind the scene a lot. It is not all that glitters that is gold. You know, you see people, billionaires, you see private jets, you see this. And then 3 months or 6 months later, you see a list of people who are in Nigerian government and their name is on top of it, you know. So it is really not all that glitters that is gold, you know. And so we need to come back to that culture of facing our own individual realities, okay, and most importantly, taking our life one step at a time.
Well, it's Signals on 91.3. We're discussing navigating the Nigeria economy / wahala / no money. I have with me Abraham Drusa, who is a veteran in venture capitalism, because he's always traveling. It will post. It is part of it. It will post. I'll be like, God, do. Hey, where are they getting money for tickets in these expensive times? Right? And if you have questions, comment, you can send us a WhatsApp message 0809-234-5913. If you have questions, comment 0809-191-3913. How then do we improve our financial literacy?
How do we? I think the first thing is, and just to be practical again,
it's okay.
Today, I have gotten the summary of my bank statement from my bank, and it is tears all over.
Hot tears.
That is where to start from. Some banks send you end of the month
summary
of all your debits.
I already know.
You see one credit. You see 500 debits. You know, so
one credit, one debit, and then God will now help you. They will now send you. Let's say you have gotten a lot. You know what? Yes, that thing happened to me 2 weeks ago. I got money and I'm like, okay, I've finished my, only for me to get the alert again. I'm like, how? Okay, oh no, it's wrong. Wrong alert.
You know, so for me, that's where I start from. It's always a sober moment. The first assessment,
one green month, red.
To look at my bank statements. You know, some bank even do their graph of, you see the graph of how one went out and one came in. And then I started to ask myself, what, you know, where did the money go, right? So, and last month, I printed my bank statement from the beginning of the year, and I took biro and notebook, 60 leaves, to start to analyze what is the devourer in this bank account. So I think that is the first thing. From that, you know where you are spending the most money, and that will begin to give you ideas on probably what you need to do differently. And then about financial literacy, I always carry this concept of a table in my head. Just like this table need 4 legs to stand, I am a proponent of having 4 sources of income, so that if anything happened to any of the legs at any point in time, it doesn't affect your life in a significant way.
Okay, for some people who just have one stream of income, because you know, there was a time where the buzzword was have streams of income, have multiple streams. Yes. You have now, we have a problem. We have now had multiple streams of income. And I say this with utmost sincerity. We here have multiple streams of income. You have now have had all the multiple streams of income. Now the multiple streams of income are now not bringing water in.
Yes.
And you're like, so what are you not doing? One will blow,
right?
One will take care of the others, and then the other, and then at some point everything is looking dry,
right? I think to address that, I think a lot of times we put money into something and then go to sleep.
Okay
So the same way, and for me, I always carry this thing in my head, and I tell all my friends around me, it's very difficult to break out of poverty.
It is.
Very, very. People underestimate. So when I see people blow, like you said, and then start throwing money around, I ask them, do you know how hard it is to get out of poverty bracket? So that
mentality,
consciousness and mentality will determine what how you spend your money, right? Then so every investment, I understand that yes, there's active and passive investment. Unfortunately, every investment that your money in has to be active. In 2 weeks, in 1 month, you must ask questions. What's going on? Where are we? And then, just like investment, business ideas may have lifetime. So, for example, if I had invested in a business that's into COVID testing,
yes,
I should have gotten out before COVID started to nosedive. So, you may need to track the investment you are in to say, and it can be as short as 1 month. It can be as long as a year. So, that having that understanding help you to know so that at the end of the day, you don't lose your investment.
Okay. People say have high risk appetite or have low risk. What are the kind of investments, and even in your own line of work, that people can put their money in? Because right now, what we've had is a lot of people have changed their naira to dollar, yes, and they have kept it like that. Now, a friend of mine was asking me, oh, that do I have anybody that wanted to buy FX? And even banks are not selling. Mm-hmm. Banks are buying from customers, and all of our money is now in dollar.
So I think for me,
when would it go back? When would our $1 go back to 4.50?
To 1 naira?
No, to 4.50.
Well,
because it's now $1 to 1,000, and that's scary because everything would.
You don't need to know, our president, His Excellency, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, that can give that answer, right? But what I need to say about what do we need to do?
What do we need to invest in?
What do we need to invest in?
Would our dollars reduce?
For me, number one investment that can never go bad or go wrong is an investment in yourself.
Every one of us says those things, but...
Well, we say, but we don't
do. But we have invested. Okay, so somebody is this and I say, Oga, we have invested in myself.
So personally, every year, in fact, one of the things that takes my money the most is professional courses. Because... every new word now today, I saw a document on artificial intelligence,
AI,
and I've used it a bit and I've seen how efficient it can make your work. You know, so how I took a course in artificial intelligence already. So because economy go up, economy go down, it is what you have in you that you'll be able to give. There are jobs coming up every day who are looking for who has the competence. You know, so for me, I think we should prioritize
investment in ourselves.
Investment in yourself. You know, learn how to speak better. I'm taking a course in Chinese language. I want to learn how to speak Chinese.
Is it because the Chinese is coming into Nigeria?
Yes. Because now, let me tell you why. Because there are a lot of transactions in Nigeria now that it's between Nigeria and, you know, Chinese players. So imagine if you can speak the Chinese language and you can interpret. They will need you.
More interpreters, yeah,
that's
true.
The source of money. Is it that the Chinese take you away, paying you, or the Nigerian, you know? And now, if you want to do business in some other part of Africa today, if you can speak French, that is, you know. So for me, I am a fan of investing in yourself. Now, aside from that, that investment in yourself will continue to open you up to
more opportunities.
So for me, that will be my biggest advice that anybody should take away from here. Because if I say invest in stock and whatever, and your money ends that one chance, I want to be able to sleep well without anybody calling me to say this is what. And then, if you have free money, of course, we all know that, you know, people advise real estate in good locations. You know, we've seen over the years, people who invested 20, 30 years ago.
And ripping off.
I remember a popular pastor saying that, you know, that he's still
investing.
He's still reaping the investment of his mother's real estate investment of many,
you know,
years.
Our mothers did some good.
I say, my father, what were you doing? was buying land in Lake.
Our children will still ask us too.
Yes, our children will still ask us. So maybe, what my father, you know, do I need to start to
when you told your father that, what did he respond to?
It's your time now.
You know, because it's no longer, and I like the angle that we're going. Nobody is going to, if you blame your parents, they'll tell you to be of age. The moment you have passed 18, you to go and be doing all the things that I cannot do.
Yes.
But then that sort of, because would we say the future is bleak with the way the economy is going,
right,
or would we say that we're making progress?
Right. This is what I will say. At every point in time,
okay,
the economy is bleak and the economy is great. no matter what you say or what we see today, whilst some businesses are going down, some businesses are going up. And I'll give a practical, popular example. For some of you who have some understanding of numbers, go and check how MTN has done in the last 5 to 7 years. You'll be amazed at the staggering revenue they're delivering every year. Let me give you another example.
That's basic, because they're doing the basics.
Basic. Let me give you another example. Look at the cement industry.
They crashed the price.
Even look at that. Look at, just think about the demand. Now, you hear the new minister talking about concrete roads. Imagine building concrete roads around the nation. How much bags of cement will be needed? So you see opportunities. So people into cement distribution, cement production, they're happy. So, would I say Nigeria, the future is bleak? At every point in time, the future is bleak and the future is bright. You just need to position in the opportunities along the line of that brightness.
But we need money. All of us need money.
We need money, yes.
It's biting.
Yes, it is biting. So for me, when I'm as it is biting me, the question I'm asking myself is, what can I offer that somebody will pay me for? You know, because you know there's always the other side of people going into all sort of
stuff.
Evil just right? Because they need money. Biting and they need money. People go into all sort of vices. That same mind brain. That you came up with that vice.
But it's not all of us. It's not everybody that is strong. Yeah. Not like we're condoning that. Yeah. We are. But it's not.
Because do you know what it means to think about evading a crime?
But with this biting economy, can't we get tax holidays? Businesses get tax holidays?
Yes. So, and again, that is where information comes in. You know, from the Finance Act, there's this thing around if your turnover is less than 25 million, you have some tax.
Yeah, collective voucher, collective
voucher. So, but the point remains, you may need to pay attention to what is going on. But I also, from what the things we've heard, and I'm hoping that will materialize, even the current government has talked about, they released a policy document that was prepared in May, where one of the decisions of this new government is to create a better enabling environment, considering all the tension that people are going through. And you even see the palliative, you know.
Let's go there.
I just tell you that they are also feeling the pain. They are hearing the noise and the sound of the pain that we are all going through. And, you know, it is reflecting in the decisions being made.
It has to reflect. One last one before we wrap up. Do you, with the startup people chopping money and all
that?
What
was your problem with startup and chopping money?
I don't understand. Do you know? Well, anyway, let me pause first.
Right.
Would people still keep investing in businesses?
Yes.
Okay.
So
that somebody doesn't lose hope.
No, please never lose hope.
Okay.
And if you have very good business ideas,
or even growth businesses, people that already have.
If you have already growing businesses, I think the problem most times is that business owners don't focus on growing the business. You should feel bad if over the last 5 years your business has been stagnant or is going down. It doesn't tell a good story when you are with any investor. So, and I have a business of a lady who is into baby food.
Yeah.
And, year one, it made XXX amount. Year two, it was like 10% growth. Year three, it was like 30% growth. Year four, it was like 80% growth. You know, and she just found a way to keep expanding the market and all of that. There is no investor you approach with that kind of story. The fact that they see your consistency, they see the growth, they see the discipline, people will try to fall over themselves to give her money, right? So a lot of times, attracting funding is really not because investors are wicked people. Investors are looking for where to put their money. Even we that have small money are looking for where. But who can you trust? Who has a good business idea? Who is an industry where the market is growing? Whose business is doing well that you can trust our money with?
Mm-hmm.
And we will not use the money to
buy
a house in the middle of the ocean. You know, so that discipline is also critical.
Now, what would be your final words for people who have businesses but can't seem to get more business?
Well, so I think a lot of times we don't take advantage of the networks we have access to. Some
networks are not networking.
Yes, but the thing is, see, as a business owner, you cannot still, you are the chief selling officer of your business.
Okay. You true. Know. Very
so for
true.
Me, I'm in the bus, I'm in the plane, I'm in the airport. I'm always talking to people about what I do. In my place of worship, they know, everybody has no doubt what I do.
They can tell.
I'm always in their faces, I'm always talking, I'm always this. You must keep talking about your business because you never know who you need to talk to, who will make a phone call, and that phone call can change the face of your business, right? So, so for me, that is critical. And then two, people's earning power has shrunk.
Yes.
Focus, you know, we need to focus our businesses on the basics, you know, because whether you like it or not, there are certain things that people need. Then thirdly, tomorrow is Independence Day.
Okay.
On behalf of myself, me and I want to say keep
the faith alive.
Your hope and faith alive. It is a season of renewed hope. Keep your hope alive. I'm a strong advocate.
I know
that Nigeria will be great.
Okay.
And we are on that trajectory already.
Anyway, my time is up, and I live in it. I'm about to say we need about initial, but let me be nice to say that thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Like you rightly said, keep talking about your business. Jesus, it can be tiring. Sometimes it's look as if you're the only one that have business. But they say keep talking about it. Till we come your way again next week, Saturday, like we always see on Signals. Dream again, create opportunities for people. And because people will be people, keep creating opportunities. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
Tiwa Savage on this one, yeah. Whiskey, the young one, mama. Make it ice, massy tingle.
This kind of thing I never see. My pressure, they high, got me down, whoa, whoa. My girl, hold up.